Hello, welcome back to another Night of Learning. This is Eli Nyman. I always say I cannot replace Mordechai Plotzker, but I will be giving Shir in his stead. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zavol, Perlas Bim, Kosmir, and Leva Basaro. May the Neshama have an Aliyah. We are learning Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. We're learning and we're davening that our Shirim and our Tefillos should be as close for them. May our Shir be as close for Aristotle and for Kol Yisrael. This week's Parsha is, of course, Parshas Bereishis. From the beginning, we start over. We start over from the beginning of the Chumash, and of course, Hashem makes the world in 6 days. And one of the things we know is that on the sixth day, Adam Arishon eats from the Eitz Hadas, and he was originally in Gan Eden. And then he was kicked out of Gan Eden. What we're going to do is we're going to read from the Ramchal, Derech Hashem. The Ramchal outlines a lot of basic ideas within Judaism. So he has a couple pages about Adam HaRishon and specifically the damage that Adam HaRishon did. He explains, and I'm going to explain a little bit as well, what metaphysically from a sort of spiritual point of view, what was the damage that Adam had. It should be noted that there are many commentators, including the Ramchal that we're about to read in a second and others, that compare Adam HaRishon before he did the Avera and after he did the Avera. They give various explanations. Rabbi Yosef Del Salvatric actually has an essay, it's called The Lonely Man of Faith, where he talks extensively about many things. One of the main themes of his essay is Adam HaRishon, which he calls Adam 1 and Adam 2, and he compares and contrasts. He picks up on the psukim as others do. It should be noted, as the Ramchal is going to sort of allude to it, many commentators wonder as to how and why did Adam sin? How could he have sinned without a Yetzer Hara? And why did he do it anyway? What was he thinking? We may be able to figure this out within the course of Shir. It should be noted that one of these days we're probably going to have to give a Shir on Derech Hashem in terms of Be'in Shir. But for now, we'll just give an excerpt, and we have to know that Ramchal is very clear. He talks about a little bit about the essence of Hashem and as to why Hashem created the world. And he says it very clearly. He says in Mesillas Yesharim as well, Hashem created the world to bestow good upon mankind. And so he explains a little bit about Adam HaRishon as to what happened. I'm going to read. It's actually in English. I'm going to try to explain. It's a little bit complex, so I'm going to try to explain. It is for this reason that God created two worlds, this world and the world to come. The environment and natural laws of this world are necessary for man during this period of striving. The environment and laws of the world to come, on the other hand, are what are necessary for man. Man means mankind, by the way, during this period of reward. Mankind's first sin resulted in drastic changes in him and in nature. Among the things that one must realize is the fact that man has been radically altered. As a result of Adam's sin, a great change took place, transforming both man and his world to a large degree, entailing many things and having numerous effects. When we speak of man and his environment, we must therefore distinguish between the state before the sin and the state afterwards. In other words, with Adam, sin, it wasn't just an Avera, the world itself, as well as him, drastically changed. The first man before his sin. When Adam was first created, he was precisely in the state that we have discussed until now, composed of two equal opposites, the body and the soul. His environment contained both good and evil, and he was balanced between the two to choose whichever he wished. So he was, to some degree, born in perfection. He describes it a little bit differently, the perfect synthesis of body and soul. The appropriate thing for him to have done would have been to choose the good. Had he done so, his soul would have overcome his body, and the spiritual would have dominated the physical. He would have then immediately attained perfection and would have remained with him forever. So, had he listened to Hashem and not eaten from the Eitz HaDaas, he would have had perfection. The soul's power to transform the very nature of the body. We are normally aware of the soul's existence only because it provides us with life and the ability to think. It is necessary to realize, however, that the soul also has another function, to purify man's physical body, gradually elevating it until it too can take pleasure from perfection along with the soul. If Adam had not sinned, he would have been able to attain his total perfection. His soul would have purified his body step by step until he reached the level required to permanently partake of the everlasting bliss, which means Olam Haba. So had he not sinned, he could have obtained total perfection. Mankind after the first sin. When Adam sinned, however, things were greatly changed. And just for clarification, doesn't say it outright, the sin was even it's a das. I don't want to get into various explanations. There are things that outside Judaism people say the sin was eating from the Eitz HaDas. That is what the Chumash as well as the commentaries say. Some even say that he had a mitzvah to eat from all the other trees because it was for the pleasure. The sin was very clearly eating. They should not have eaten from the Eitz HaDas. The amount of evil that existed initially was just enough to assure that man would be in a perfect balance, allowing him to gain perfection through his own efforts. A man's sin, though, he caused evil to increase, both in himself and in all creation. As a result, it became much more difficult for him to attain the perfection that God intended for him. So when he ate from the Eitz HaDas, more evil came into the world. At first, it was very easy for man to overcome his natural faults and attain perfection. The highest wisdom, meaning Hashem, had arranged things in the best and fairest manner. The only reason why evil and deficiency existed in man was to make it part of his nature, a part that he would willfully abandon in favor of good. By simply disassociating himself from deficiencies in both himself and in the world, the first man was supposed to bring about the perfection immediately. No further effort would be necessary. So what was Adam's mitzvah? Adam's mitzvah was to abandon the evil. When Adam sinned, however, he personally caused concealment and perfection and thus an increase of evil. Man himself, meaning mankind, was responsible for the greater amount of evil that existed in him and it therefore became much more difficult for him to abandon it. He could no longer earn perfection as easily as when he personally bore no responsibility for his personal deficiencies. The effort required to earn perfection was therefore doubled. Man must first bring both himself and the world back to the state in which they existed before the sin. Only then can he raise himself from that state to his best level of perfection. Besides this, justice decreed that neither man nor the world will ever be able to rise to perfection while still in their current fallen state. Because they remain in this spoiled, non-ideal condition and evil in the meantime has increased, both must go through a stage of destruction before either can arrive at perfection. And he's going to explain later on, that's Tchias HaMeisim, that's what it is. Man must therefore die, and everything else that was corrupted within must perish. The soul cannot purify the body until the body dies and deteriorates, and this structure is composed, and the soul can enter and purify. The entire world must likewise be destroyed and cease to exist in its present form, and it must then be renewed in a new state of worthy of perfection. He then just goes on to describe Tchias HaMeisim. During this, man between his death and resurrection, that is so mankind, what happens between after he dies and before Tchias HaMeisim? Since it has been decreed that man must die, body and soul must remain separated until the time comes for them to be reunited. During this period of separation, an appropriate place must exist for each of the two separate parts. The body thus returns to its element, decomposing and losing its form. Since the body originated from the dust, it must return to it. And this is what Hashem told Adam, you are dust, and to dust you will return. He then goes on to explain what Tchias HaMeisim is. Just briefly, I mentioned a few minutes ago as to how and why Adam sinned. So some people say, some Farshim I heard during one time, that he sinned. He ate from the Eitz HaDas to increase evil, and he thought that would achieve a further perfection to Hashem. There are different shatim on it, but the pashtus, the simple idea is that wasn't correct. As Ramchal explains, there was the perfect balance of evil within the world. All he would have to have done was to abandon the evil, and perfection would have increased. But he decided to choose Plan B. That was the sin. He chose Plan B. Plan B was eating from the Eitz HaDas and to increase evil in the world and to overcome it. It was an alternative route. This is not what Hashem had in mind. But since he sinned, there was a second stage. And what Ramchal explains is through Torah mitzvahs and And through perfection towards Hashem, we will ultimately receive the ultimate good from Hashem through Mashiach, through Tchiyas HaMeisim, and Olam Haba, more in other times. I'm wishing everybody brachot on learning with Torah, love Torah, learn Torah, have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.